أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today we're at day number 27 of this blessed month of Ramadan, and that means that there is less than 3 to 4 days remaining in this blessed month, and the month of forgiveness, the month of pardon, of mercy will come to an end. And we pray and we hope that we are of those who have been able to benefit from this blessed month of Ramadan and to take time to learn and understand the noble Quran, the book which was revealed within this blessed month of Ramadan. Today, in our journey through understanding and appreciating the Quran through the words of the Prophet and his noble family, the Ahlul Bayt, may God's peace and blessings be upon them all, in connecting with the Thaqalain, these two weighty sources of Islamic guidance and inspiration, we wish to look at another tradition from the noble Prophet Muhammad, may God's peace and blessings be upon him and his family. And in this tradition, he talks about the importance, and he'll show us of the importance of memorization of the Book of Allah. And we know that when we look at the history of Islam, from the very early days when the revelation began to descend upon the blessed soul and heart of the Messenger of God, that he encouraged and he advised and he insisted that the companions, the family, those around him, who were dedicated to his mission and his message, that they would memorize the words of Allah. Yes, it was written down and it was preserved in a book, and this is the book that we have today, which is known as the Quran. But the Prophet also advised us to memorize this book. And in this tradition today, we'll see the importance of memorization of the Holy Quran. Although we know that this is not something easy, it takes time, it takes effort, it's a challenge to memorize the entire book, and also even to memorize certain portions of the book that we require on a day-to-day basis. But you'll see in the beautiful tradition, as has been reported by our scholars, in which the Prophet has been reported to have said, the reward is tremendous for those who memorize this divinely sent book. And the Prophet has been reported as saying the following statement. He says, "The number of levels or stages in heaven is equivalent to the number of verses in the Quran, 6,236 verses. Thus, when a reciter of the Quran enters into heaven, it will be said to him, 'Go up one level for every verse that you can recite.' Thus, no one will be in a higher level than the one who has memorized the entire Quran." As we see in this tradition, the Noble Messenger has shown us the importance of memorization of the Noble Quran, and he gives us this beautiful picture, this vision of what Jannat or what paradise would be like, and that there would be multiple stairs and steps, and then each of those would obviously turn off onto a level of paradise. And he says that those who would be going up these stairs to make their final abode in paradise, that they would be told to recite of the Quran of what they know and to move up one step further as they go and progress towards paradise. And so those who, for example, would know 7, 10, 15 verses of the Quran, this would be their level in paradise. And as he gives this number in the tradition of 6,236, that this, if an individual was to memorize all of these verses, he would be, or she would be, asked to travel and traverse all of those steps in paradise until they reach to the topmost level of this staircase towards paradise, and that would be their heavenly abode at the highest of all of the levels. And so yes, we can read the Quran from the printed word. It is a recommendation, as we have heard in the past, to recite the Quran by looking at the passage of the printed word, the printed book of the Quran. And we may have it on our tablets or smartphones or applications. We may have the Quran that we recite from. But ideally, each and every one of us as Muslims need to make an honest effort, if not ourselves, for our children, for the next generation, to encourage and help and assist them and promote a culture of memorization of the Quran. And not just the 2 or 3 chapters that we require in our daily prayers. That's a beginning, that's a start, and it's great. But as a community, we need to mobilize our forces. We need to take guidance and inspiration from those who have memorized the entire Quran and try to encourage our young generation to commit this book of God to memory, allow them to be, you know, to be able to be infused with the words of Allah within the Quran. And we'll see that this will have not only a benefit in the world to come, but also, as we are told, that this will benefit them even in this world, in this temporal world of existence. We ask Allah that in these blessed days and nights that remain in the month of Ramadan, that we can continue to read, to recite, to reflect, and to perhaps even spend some time in memorization of the noble Quran. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.